Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Jeremiah. It's on page 833, and we read Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 8 through 15. When Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and the city shall be desolate without inhabitant'?" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord, and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death, because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord has sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore mend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is found in Philippians. It's on page 1257. And we read Philippians 3, beginning at verse 17. "Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you, even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, page 1117. And we read Luke 13, beginning at verse 31. "At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, 'Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you.' And he said to them, 'Go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow. And the third day, I will finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your epistle lesson for today, which also that hymn we just sang is based upon. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not our home. And when you're living in some place that isn't your home, you live differently than if you were home. Over the last several months, as I was flying back and forth between here and my father's place in Arizona, I became acutely aware of that. For instance, in my home, I have about a 6-foot closet. It's full of clothes from one end to the other. Some I haven't worn for a little while. It's got shoes in the bottom of it, some I haven't worn for a long time. And next to it is this rather tall dresser. I think it's got 5 drawers. And it's full of clothes, many of which I haven't worn for a while. And then next to my bed, there's a nightstand, and it's full of clothes. That's how I live at home. Not so when you're flying on Allegiant Air. You live out of a container roughly this by this by that. And at times even that seems like too much. When you're not living at home, you travel lightly, extraordinarily so. Because it's just not fun carting all that stuff along with you. At my home, we have a lot of things sitting on tables and dressers. We have, if you will, a lot of little trinkets and objects. Memorabilia, if you will. And when I went down for the last time to Arizona with my wife, I discovered that there was much more memorabilia there than I realized. And we had to take it home with us. You know, there's a lot of things that are wonderful to remember. My dad had this very expensive domino set. It was beautiful. It was white, it almost looks like ivory, but I'm sure it was plastic. It had this beautiful bound leather case. It seemed so important to take back home with us until the TSA thought it was a bomb. And we had to have every piece of our luggage torn apart bit by bit. Yeah, there's things you value one way when you're living at home. There's things you value quite some other way when you're not living at home. We are but strangers here. Heaven is our home. But the question before us today is, are we living that way? Do we live that way in the things that we value? In the things that, well, they're quite meaningless. Staying out of trouble, you would think, would be a valid earthly goal. But if you read again through our prophet Jeremiah this morning, staying out of trouble was not something that he seemed to worry about. In fact, staying alive was not something he worried about. Now, I'm sure he wasn't singing, "I'm but a stranger here, heaven is my home." But as you got to the end of that Old Testament reading, it was clear he didn't care about his life. He knew he was a child of God. And he knew he had to bring a message to the people there living in Jerusalem, whether they wanted to hear it or not. And if it cost him his life, well, okay. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. Do we travel lightly through this life? Or do we cling to all those earthly objects that we collect that one day are going to be burned up and disappear? But I think even more importantly, what we need to consider is, do we live as if heaven is our home in our relationships with others? There's people with whom we have earthly cares, earthly love, relations that are important to us. But have you ever decided, well, I'm not going to bring up this about God or this about my faith or this about my religion because, well, it might get in the way of those relationships? My friends, what does it matter if we have an earthly relationship with someone and they're not going to be with us in Christ, with Christ in heaven? We want to share God's love with everyone because that's what God Himself has done. God so loved not just Christians. God so loved not just the Jewish nation. How does it read? God so loved the world that He sent His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. We all know those words. But there are words that follow it, reminding us of an important scriptural truth about life and relationships, even relationships of love. For God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Our relationships between ourselves and others are something to value. But in comparison to having a relationship to someone through our Lord Jesus Christ, that's priceless. And those relationships we have to one another through our Lord and Savior Jesus, those relationships will endure for all eternity. And if we have a relationship to someone and it does not include Christ our Lord, you can be sure that that relationship will soon come to an end. I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. I think we all believe that here, because that's why we are here. But are we living that way? In the way in which we treat the earthly goods that we're just traveling with for a short time. And I think more importantly, are we living that way in our relationships with others? Do we count it as the most important thing in our gift of love to others? That we give them the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word and His sacraments? Or is that something we've set aside because, well, in this particular relationship, that's just going to cause trouble? I'm but a stranger here. Or in the words of the Apostle Paul, our citizenship is in heaven. May God grant that we not only believe that way throughout all our days, so that when Christ comes again, we will be able to stand with Him in our heavenly home. But God also grant that we live that way, and especially in the way we live in our relationships with others. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.